sore one.
Listen, any loss is a sore one, and I thought the game was very much, again, very well fought and very competed. Well with both sets of players. You could see both sets of players were totally focused and, you know, and competitive throughout there. And the referee had a bit of a busy day. But in terms of the way that the game went, when you've got your light, I thought there was very little in the first half to come out. And big Kevin Nichols under a little bit of pressure because he's on a booking. You could see that he's wanting to make the challenge, but he's apprehensive because he has to make sure he gets it right. And I can't take nothing away because it's a great strike for the distance that it's at. But to be attacking in one aspect, you know, 10 seconds prior to that, to then picking the ball out of your net, is disappointing. And I think in terms of where we came and got ourselves into the game, started to find a little bit of rhythm the last 15 minutes of the first half and started to pepper their box a little bit. It was encouraging. We came out and I thought, again, the beginning of the second half, that we dominated a lot of the possession. But it's, again, what you do in that, in the organisation. But what's been the biggest factor of the day is the disappointment of the goals that we've lost, particularly when we've been in good areas of the ball and had possession of the ball. And that is something that we've got to look at very much as a staff, as a group, and analyse. I mean, if you look at them and you think that they've brought their threats and that off, the big boy McLean and McAllister, and then they bring Derek Lyle on and he scores, Old Fox, you know, his movement and that's good in the box. And
what
would
the second goal be? Do you think
you're a touch offside? Listen, there's a lot of things, you know, within the game that I could stay here, you know, and this incident of the penalty just before half time. Yeah, listen. And we've got, in hindsight, we've got, you know, we've got the video replay. The referee and the officials don't have that, but I think near side, right, the stand side linesman, or the dugout side linesman, he's right in line with that. You know, the referee needs a bigger help. And it's a big decision that's went against us. The second one, again, there's a hint of that, but I've not seen it. And as for me, the third one, you're actually looking as that ball's breaking in 18 yards outside your box or 20 yards outside your box. As defenders, you know, in my day, you're coming through that. You know, you're making sure, you're not just trying to step away with that ball. You've got to make sure as a defender that you clear that. And once again, it's a good strike with Derek, taking nothing away. So we find our tails up a little bit. They've got something then to hold in there with. And again, we did pepper them, you know. We did get balls into decent enough areas. But I think in crucial moments of the games where you see that they've got their opportunities and grasp them, you know, the one in the first half where we have a good little bit of combination with the boy Christopher and we fail to hit the target. The one in the second, right at the beginning of the second half, Ali Lubbock. Yeah, you know, these ones that, you know, that's where you've got to make a difference, because these type of opportunities are very far and few between. The team that defends, you know, very, very well.
Tom's two bookings so quickly, it never give you a chance to build them,
well,
one man advantage,
did it? You know, it's like everything, we're talking, we're just about to make a change in terms of getting another attacking minded player on there to try and really get good width within the game as well and stretch them. And then, you know, you're given that, and you know, there are things that we've got to control. And sometimes when players go over that white line, you don't, you know, we're all players ourselves, and in the heat of the battle, you make poor decisions. But it's all about part of that process of learning, and hopefully in the decisions that have cost us big time today. And I don't mean the decisions just in us not taking the opportunities. I mean in the decisions leading up to goal number two and number three.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to do that better.
Pleased with Christopher's labour?
I was very pleased, and I was delighted that he came through the full game. I was actually pleased, you know, with the commitment and the fight for the players today. And that's what I said, that's got to be a given every single time, because we did compete against a team that is renowned for that they do it fantastically well. So that's got to be a given every single week. And I think you could see at times when there was a bit of a flow within us. We got the ball into good areas. It's then getting the chemistry right, you know, to get the finishes within there. And we've got to do better. One, in making the chances and the opportunities count. But what we have to do is collectively, not just as defend better at this minute in time.